Hello and welcome to Health Commune. Health Commune is a platform built with the aim of providing simplified, accurate, authentic, and patient-centric health information to everyone. We hope to build a healthier world by bridging the information gap between doctors, people, and the healthcare industry. Stay tuned to keep yourself informed about everything you need to know about health. Know all about AV fistulas. AV fistulas can occur due to a variety of factors. This podcast describes what they are, how they are caused, their symptoms, diagnosis, and treatment. What is an arteriovenous fistula or AV fistula? An arteriovenous or AV fistula is an abnormal link or connection between an artery and a vein. Normally, blood flows from an artery into the capillaries and then to the veins. This is important because the capillaries receive blood and nutrients from the artery and supply it to various tissues of the body. However, in AV fistula, the blood flows directly from an artery into a vein, bypassing the capillary. As a result, the affected tissues receive less oxygen and nutrients. What causes an AV fistula? Some causes include 1. Congenital. In some people, these are present from birth. This could possibly be due to the improper development of arteries and veins during pregnancy. 2. Injuries. They can develop as a result of penetrating injuries such as a stab wound or a gunshot. 3. Cardiac catheterization. If the needle used during cardiac catheterization crosses both an artery and vein and causes the artery to get dilated, it can lead to the formation of an AV fistula. 4. Genetic conditions. Conditions such as Osler-Weber-Rantou disease are associated with the formation of AV fistulas in the lungs. 5. Surgically created AV fistulas. This is usually done in patients with chronic kidney disease or kidney failure. As these patients receive frequent dialysis, repeated needle insertions can scar and destroy their veins. Thus, AV fistulas are surgically created to make it easier to perform dialysis. What are the signs and symptoms of an AV fistula? Some signs and symptoms include fatigue, swelling in your arms or legs, prominent bulging veins that appear blue or purple in color, decreased blood pressure, heart failure. In case the fistula is present in the lungs, where it is called pulmonary arteriovenous fistula, it can cause bluish discoloration of the skin, clubbing of your fingers, which is abnormal changes in your nail bed, causing them to enlarge and become rounded and prominent, or it can also lead to coughing up of blood. Am I at risk of developing an AV fistula? Some risk factors include older age, female sex, obesity, high blood pressure, history of cardiac catheterization, medications such as blood thinners. When should I see a doctor? Consult your doctor immediately if you are experiencing any of the symptoms. Timely detection is crucial as it reduces the risk of developing serious complications such as blood clots, bleeding, or heart failure. What happens if I don't treat my AV fistula? Neglect or non-treatment can lead to serious complications such as 1. High output heart failure. This happens because the heart is receiving more blood directly through the abnormal connection, causing it to work harder. Over time, this can weaken your heart muscles and lead to a heart failure, which presents as increased heart rate, palpitations, breathlessness, fatigue, cough, and dizziness. 2. Blood clots. AV fistulas in the legs can lead to blood clots and deep vein thrombosis, a painful and potentially life-threatening condition. 3. Bleeding. In rare cases, there can be internal bleeding, particularly in gastrointestinal system. How are AV fistulas diagnosed? Your doctor will listen to the blood supply over the suspected area with a stethoscope. To confirm the diagnosis, they will prescribe some tests, which include 1. Duplex ultrasound. This is the most common scan done to confirm the diagnosis. In this, An instrument called a transducer is pressed against the skin over the suspected area, which estimates the speed of the blood flow. 2. Computerized tomography angiogram or CT angiogram. Through this procedure, your doctor can check if the blood flow is bypassing the capillary. An iodine-rich contrast material is injected to check for the exact location of the fistula. 3. Magnetic resonance angiography or MR angiography. This is done to detect deeply located fistulas. How are AV fistulas treated? In case of a small fistula which is not causing any symptoms, your doctor may suggest waiting and watching, since these usually close spontaneously without treatment. However, if it is larger in size or causing symptoms, your doctor may recommend 1. Ultrasound-guided compression. An ultrasound-guided probe is used to compress the fistula and block blood flow to the damaged blood vessels. While simple, this procedure has comparatively low success rates. 2. Catheter embolization. A catheter is inserted into an artery located near the AV fistula. Using X-ray and other imaging techniques, this catheter is then guided to the site and a small coil or stent is placed to redirect your blood flow. 3. Surgery. For very large arteriovenous fistulas that cannot be treated with catheter embolization, surgery is recommended. I have an artificially created AV fistula for hemodialysis. How can I care for it? Follow the following steps to ensure proper care. Always keep the access site clean. Use the access site only for dialysis. Avoid bumps or cuts at the access site. Check the thrill, which is the rhythmic vibration felt over the vascular access site. Watch out for signs of infection such as redness, tenderness, or pus. Check your blood pressure in the opposite arm. Avoid wearing jewelry or tight clothes over the access site. Do not lift heavy objects or put excessive pressure on the concerned arm. That's all. Thank you for listening and stay tuned to Health Commune to know more.